Hello, outposters. How are you doing today? Well, we're getting ready. We're getting started. We're doing another Outpost Frequencies. I'm so happy to have you all here. I do have with me today IDH. Let
Cheers.
me switch you over. So there he is, sucking on a Frappuccino or possibly an
Nah,
Irish
better.
coffee.
No, they got something in between now. It's just Starbucks with a splash of mocha. This Frappuccino is too much sugar.
Well, you got to take what you can get, right?
That's right.
It's all evil, so it doesn't really matter.
Drugs are good.
How are you doing? How's it been?
Oh, pretty good, man.
Been a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Life's good. I didn't exactly quit drinking, but I haven't been drunk in 3 months, so that's nice. Now it's just video games. Video
Hey.
games, video games.
Baby steps, man. Baby steps.
Yeah, but yeah. How about you,
Me,
man?
I've got plenty of rum in this. I'm already drinking half of it, which is not a good sign.
Or the best sign.
Nope, not at all. So, I have an announcement. I want to bring it out to everybody. And I will bring this up again before we end the stream. But there will be a post going up tonight with a poll. Poll will say, when is the best time for us to do a stream? We're going to do a weekly stream and we're going to schedule it. We're going to make sure that we try to stick to the schedule so everybody can set their watch by it. Right now, as much as I enjoy doing the streams, I think it's tough on everybody when you never know when the hell the stream's going to be, and I've just been kind of fitting it in. So I put down in the poll, evening nights that I can do it, and then maybe Sunday afternoon or evening, even Saturday nights, I think. I don't know. I've got a bunch in there. Whichever one, wins, that's the night we'll do it. And we'll try to make it so that you guys know this is when we're doing it, and this is when everybody can be a part of it so that we can do our streams properly. So that's the idea. That's what we're going to try to do. And hopefully we will we'll have a lot more people be able to come because they know exactly when the damn thing is going to start. So keep that in mind. That poll will go till the midnight on April 30th. It's on the site. I will sticky the post, so even if it drops off the main site, it'll always be stickied at the top of the latest articles. And you can go in there, submit your vote, figure out when's the best time, and we'll kind of go for whoever's the winner. Seems reasonable, don't you think?
Yeah.
Not the best color man in this business for nothing, folks. So I wanted to go through some of the news this week that I thought was kind of interesting. The worst bit of news I think we've gotten this week is that Felix Silla passed away. And for those of you who don't know, Felix was the was Tweaky. For me, he was Tweaky and Buck Rogers. I know for some people, he was Cousin It on the original Addams Family. But I always knew him as Tweaky. I did like Gil Gerard's tweet. Felix died just a few hours ago. The only good I can draw from his passing is that he didn't suffer any longer. I miss him terribly, especially the great time we had at our panels. Just him telling me to go F myself. I hope it was a jest. I've heard Gil Gerard can be pretty tough to work with. He didn't like that Buck Rogers was such a comedic, jokey guy and not enough seriousness. And that's when they turned the second season into Star Trek, and it completely turned to shit.
Huh, and interesting a lot. It was Shatner. They tried to make Trek a little more humorous.
Yeah, he tried to
So,
put Star Wars into it. So there you go.
I never actually saw Buck Rogers. I've never seen a single episode.
It is fantastically
Really?
terrible.
Okay.
It's good. I it has a lot of great things, and I love it from a more of a nostalgia standpoint than anything.
Sure.
I was 9, 8 or 9 when it came out, I think. Just after Star Wars, and to me, I was between that and Battlestar. I was just eating that shit up every week. What's interesting about Buck Rogers is that I think it's by the same guy, Glenn Larson, I think. And they recycled most of the sound effects from Battlestar, so it's the same sounds when they fire their lasers and all that stuff. Same stuff, the ambient engine noise. It's just they just said, "Fuck it, we got all this extra stuff, just throw it out there." They even launched the ships out of the same tube that the Vipers came out of in Battlestar. There was a lot of cheap on there. But on the other hand, you had Pamela Hensley in the most flimsy costumes imaginable, and she was smoking hot.
Oh,
She jump
I missed
started
out
a
on
lot of
that.
puberties, I'm telling you.
Wow,
Hello?
he looks like a little fella. He played who on
Tweaky.
Adam's Family? Oh,
Oh,
he played it.
Cousin Ed.
The dude with the hair. Yeah.
Yep.
Also a little before my time. Just a little.
Well, I understand. I understand. I'm old and tired, and let
Rest
me
in
see if I
peace,
can.
Felix.
Let's see if I can get this up here for you guys so you can see a couple of pictures of old Tweaky. Here we go. There you are. So there he is in the Addams Family when he played Cousin It. I guess they threw a big pair of sunglasses over him. I have no idea how he wasn't constantly falling downstairs and stuff like that. And here he was as Tweaky. So, rest in peace. I
Just bring
just
up the
felt like it
stream.
was something I should throw out there, you know?
Right on.
Now, moving on, I was rather interested in the all the revelations on the DCEU, which I guess Chris Terrio, who worked as a, I guess he was either a second unit director or director of photography. Which was he? It doesn't really say, but he had a lot of problems. I heard the title. He was talking about Batman v Superman. Dawn of Justice. He said, quote, "I heard the title and I thought it just sounds self-important and clueless in a way, tone deaf. The intention of the film was to do something interesting, dark, and complex, not quite as Las Vegas bust 'em up WWE match as Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice." So then he sees the final film. He sees a key development. Character developments have been completely left out of the movie, and the movie was butchered. Quote, "So this is a house of cards. It's been built in order to motivate this clash between two of America's favorite heroes that made no sense at all." And of course, the first thing I think is Martha.
Yeah, that was the big one.
Yeah.
I didn't actually mind that part. I mean, for me, it was interesting. I was like, I literally never thought of that. But in retrospect, it is kind of hilarious how it was executed.
It is a late, like he could kill you just said that if there's a 1% chance he's our enemy, we have to take it as absolute certainty. Oh, his mom has the same name as my mom? Oh, it's fine. I mean,
I
that's the
guess I was like,
logic.
oh, he actually is human. I mean, I got that, but it's yeah,
The
it
execution was
kind
terrible.
of, yeah, they kind of hung it on something a little loose. Like, oh, now we stop killing each other.
When Justice League happened, he said, "I went into such depression when the film was taken away and rewritten. But I didn't even feel entitled to be depressed because Zack and Debbie, his wife, were dealing with their family tragedy." For those of you who don't know, Zack Snyder's daughter, I believe, committed suicide. Measured against that, losing the film that you wrote seems like nothing at all. But it did hurt. It hurts to think that I cared so much about these characters and worked on nothing else for a long time. So I guess he was a writer. With those personal touches removed from the film in the 2017 version, I was silent because I really couldn't say anything. But of course it hurt. All that remained with dinosaur skeleton and what would have been a great lumber beast. might have been a big unruly beast, obviously. It's 4 hours, and the movie is maximalist, and it's operatic, and sure, it's a little crazy, but I think the movie is crazy in the best way. So yeah, I would say that the 2 hour version was a dinosaur skeleton, but it also was a dinosaur skeleton full of cancer lesions. And the 4 hour one is, yeah, it's crazy long, and just cutting out all the bullshit at the end would take it down to like 3 hours and 30, maybe 3 hours and 40. So you would have something a little bit more, a little bit less unruly. Hello, Boone. Hello, Tracy. So he says he wanted his name removed from the final movie, and he wanted nothing to do with it. It was too late. Then you get into Fabian. So they're all just spilling the beans here, which is crazy to me. They're all just saying fuck it, and they're just throwing Warner under the bus. Original cinematographer Fabian Wagner also spoke about the trials of the DCEU with IndieWire and absolves himself of all blame. He was nowhere near it once Whedon took over. Quote, I think the guy who did our second unit did most of it. I was actually shooting a movie in the same studio space where they were doing the reshoots. So I only dropped in on the set once, which was a strange experience. It was very different than what I experienced with the set, so I wasn't there long. And obviously, I knew how many days they were reshooting, 7 weeks, so that kind of set off alarm bells. You think, wow, it's a lot of, how's that going to work? Wagner says his reaction to the theatrical cut was the same as Christopher Nolan and Deborah Snyder.
Don't go near it.
That they told Zach to watch it.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. And it's fascinating too, because it really is that much better. And he may have, I don't know, I mean, it almost looks like he saw it and tried to fix it. So it's interesting to know that he actually never saw it and just, went ahead with what he presumably had in his mind. I'm sure he added some stuff since he had the extra cash and time, but
Sure, but I find it interesting and kind of funny that when we're all about F Disney right now, Disney is Satan, and I understand it because they have some properties that are pretty near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. Star Wars, the Marvel, hell, even Pixar and some of their own Disney stuff. So when they wreck this stuff,
It's weird.
It's well, it's rough. It's hard to take because you can look at Disney's own movies, from Cinderella to 101 Dalmatians and everything, and now they're coming out with Cruella, or they're coming out with these live action versions of their like Aladdin and all this. So that may not be a big deal to a guy like me, but I'm sure it's a big deal to either younger audiences. I bet female audiences. That's much more of a demographic than it is for Star Wars or DC or Marvel. But at least, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say Marvel has been pretty successful. Most of their Pixar stuff is very successful. And Star Wars was a misstep, but there has been some successes in there.
It makes me nervous, but I'm kind of back into it again. As long as they stick with some of the stuff they're doing, I like what the MCU's doing now. Mandalorian was good, but it's hard to trust them, so it's always I'm kind of
Oh,
edgy.
absolutely. The Falcon, and we'll talk about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier here soon, but I'm kind of like, I mean, I get it. We all hate Disney. We're very upset with Disney. They're getting too big. They bought too many things. They've become this huge. I get it. But Warner is really a close second. They have a lot of properties. They wrecked Harry Potter with their Fantastic Beast stuff. And they've wrecked the DC universe terribly. And I think they deserve as much or more hate, or at least criticism, than as Disney gets.
Sure, yeah, I mean, for me, it's almost just the whole business rather than individual companies at this point, 'cause
That's
even with
true.
like with Disney, it seems like each company under Disney still kind of, governs whatever they're gonna do. So Disney just kind of owns them, makes money, and probably, has some influence. But I almost just see Disney as just like a name, really now, just like the overlords. I still look at LucasArts as LucasArts, and even like DC as DC rather than Warner Brothers per se, but
No, I get
it's
you.
really just the whole business just seems kind of like everyone's kind of losing it. And I guess we're just growing up faster now, having to accept that things are just not as good as they used to be. And I think it's more than just we're getting older, and it seems like, stuff is getting worse and it's all nostalgia. Things actually seem to be not as good.
Well, there's no doubt that things are not as good, and part of it is, I mean, we could look back. I mean, there's been crap. We look back with nostalgia on the 80s because there was a lot of good stuff in there,
And the
but
90s.
and the 90s. But there is also a show on Red Letter Media called Best of the Worst, which
Oh, yeah.
traffics in all the crap of the 80s.
That's right. That's one of my favorites. I've seen every one. Bless
Yeah,
those
they're
guys.
great. I definitely recommend it, but let's not pretend that, it was all better back then. So I get that to a certain extent, but I think what's more, at least the crap in the 80s, even if it was crap or it was a retread, it still felt like somebody was trying to do something and hopefully catch fire. It
Right.
wasn't like they were just simply cashing in on what everybody did before, and
Yeah.
worse, just tearing it to pieces when, the deconstruction thing, which I really get irritated about, taking Luke Skywalker and turning him into a homeless man,
That
and
was weak.
yeah, because it's not just hey, let's revisit them. Hey, let's revisit them and turn them, into terrible. Terrible versions of themselves.
Yeah, that was really weird. I mean, Cobra Kai is still, I think, the best example of how to hand things off using old people. I mean, people still like to see old guys kicking ass. It's perfectly fine.
Well, the thing with Cobra Kai is that all of these characters felt n natural to me. Like they progressed naturally to a place I would expect. Daniel wasn't still moving to a new city and getting bullied by his coworkers, and having to relearn karate again or something. I mean, that you see that way too much. And
Sure.
then and he wasn't like this bitter guy that was now the bully, although there's definitely some maybe could be the bully in the
Yeah.
movie, but it's definitely there's a lot more layers and a lot more going on, a lot more character development, and really it's no longer Daniel's story, it's Johnny's story.
Yep.
And
And they played with it in smart ways. I mean, they did things that we might not have expected.
yeah.
But they thought about it long enough to where they actually came up with something really clever and something really interesting to subvert our expectations. And without trying to subvert our expectations, I could just see them probably talking about it for years. And as they wrote the script, eventually realizing that they were coming up with something really, really cool that was also very different. Whereas the Star Wars thing seems like their main focus was just doing something different.
Well, no, I disagree with that because The Force Awakens was a New Hope with a dash of Empire on it.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
That's all it was.
And that was
And
a mistake too. Yeah, they were just kind of lurching back and forth. So to your point, yeah, they started off safe, and then they tried to do their artistic movie, and
well,
how that went.
there's a did you see you said you watched a lot of Red Letter Media. One of the
Yeah.
things I thought was one of the most brilliant things that they came up with was the wine tasting by Rian Johnson.
That was hilarious. Yes.
And for those of you who haven't seen it, basically it's It looks like a guy's going to sit down. It's Rich Evans. He's going to sit down. He's going to drink some wine, and he sits down at a nice table. A waiter comes out. He puts the napkin on his lap. He opens the cork. He lets him smell the cork. He checks out the label and everything. He finally takes the bottle and starts to pour it over the glass. Then moves the bottle 6 inches and pours the water all over the table and just laughs. Did they subvert your expectations? Yes. Was that satisfying to watch? No. That was the problem with Last Jedi. So there's as much as everybody wants to give Rian Johnson crap, and I don't really want to give Rian Johnson crap for trying to do something different. I'll give Rian Johnson crap for his arrogance
That's the big one. Yep.
about it all, and basically saying, fuck you, Star Wars fans, and all that kind of stuff. I was awesome. You don't, it's could I be that out of touch? No, it's the children that are wrong. So that part and his attitude towards it, I think, was abhorrent. But him, his ability to, his willingness to try something to pull the rug out was a failure. Not failure. It was not executed properly because there was nothing satisfying in his subversion of expectations. But I will at least give him the credit for trying to do something different.
Right. Yeah. Now I've kind of spread the blame out a little bit more. I put it all on him, but when I think about it, I mean, all the little story beats that he had to check back with, the story group to make sure that they would make sense in terms of canon. A lot of that, I think, falls on them. I guess people like Pablo Hidalgo,
Hidalgo, yeah.
like he should have told them certain things probably wouldn't make sense. Like even the warp drive, missile attack. I think all these years, I would have assumed that her ship would have just exploded and just kind of shook the other ship a little bit. It looked cool, but I mean, Han Solo even kind of talks about it. It's like, if you just barely touch anything, you're just gonna break up into, tons of pieces. Otherwise, you could shoot an X-wing into a star and possibly cause, some kind of supernova, and that didn't, little
Yeah,
things like that.
they really kind of, I don't know what they were thinking with that part, and it really bothersome. I don't know how to fix any of it because it's bizarre what they came up with.
And that's not even the worst part. I think one of the weirdest is the hyperspace tracking, stuff like that, that just kind of ruins any kind of future suspense or any kind of, it's
There
like,
were rules to the universe. Just follow them.
yeah, similar to J.J. Abrams adding the inter-system teleportation. Like, why would they do something like that? It just makes their story writing more difficult.
Now, there are views where you could say, fuck the rules of the universe, fuck physics, fuck everything. And that would be Fast and the Furious 9. And I'm
I
going to
forgive them for all that. I
play
actually
a little bit of
kind of like
this.
those movies.
This is, yeah, I can't do. I watched this trailer and I got it up. You can't see it, but everybody else can see it right now. And I've
Wait,
got it
sir.
up. And the only thing I was thinking was the, I think it was the insane clown posse. Magnets, how do they work?
Yeah, right.
Because I'm pretty sure it ain't like this shit that they came
Yep.
up with here.
And yet I love it. I'm like, okay, so they couldn't. Yeah, I don't know. I love it.
So yeah, Dom drives over a cliff, then he gets caught by a jet plane. They send it out. We've got his, of course, it's all about family. So we've
Family.
got John Cena credibly playing his brother.
Your cast, yeah.
Yeah, John Cena's fun. I mean,
Yeah,
could he, does he look like Vin Diesel's brother? Not in the slightest, but what the hell?
He's bald.
Not in this movie, he ain't.
Oh yeah? Oh,
You're
okay.
thinking of Dave Bautista.
Batista.
Yeah.
I thought in the trailer he was bald. Okay, there it is. I could have sworn he was. Ah, probably just a crew cut.
Yeah, it's just a
Yeah,
crew
but
cut.
yeah, gotcha.
So they're going everywhere. You got Han is back from the
They need to
dead
bring back
because,
Ja Rule. They got to bring back Ja Rule. Bring the whole family back in.
like, I'll be impressed if they can bring back Paul Walker. Then I'll be really impressed.
Well, they brought back his wife. I wonder how they're gonna weave that into the story.
I
I
don't
know these
know.
movies way too well. I'm
So they
embarrassing
got a,
myself.
oh, yeah, jumping on the motorcycle. Here we got zip lining and then caught in the mid zip line, tackled in mid zip line through a window.
Love it.
You've got,
Windows in there.
oh, I do like, what is it, Helen Mirren? She looks like she's having a good time.
Oh God, Charlize Theron's hair. I cannot stand that haircut. It makes
Oh,
me.
there you go, the magnets. You just turn the dial and it's just throwing shit through the air. Stuff
Yeah.
is coming out of windows. Cars are getting
Oh yeah.
pulled through buildings.
It's like a gravity weapon.
It's like,
Yeah. Like they really wanted to be
the
able to
parachute.
make
Why did
like
the
mini
parachute
black
blow up?
holes, but went with magnets instead.
That's what these are. These are mini black holes. That's
Yeah.
exactly what they are.
They're like, no, we have to make it realistic.
This is what I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. This is the difference between a Michael Bay movie and a Justin Lin or James Wan, I think, is doing it. Fast and the Furious movie. This is there's an arrogance to those damn Fast or those damn Michael Bay movies that
Yeah.
just isn't here. This is just like, we know it's
Right.
we know. It's
Yeah.
bullshit. Aren't you having
And you can
fun
do this
though?
sometimes, right? Whereas Michael Bay thought he was really doing the IP justice.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's like the Transformers might as well be liquid metal. And at some point they became liquid metal.
I'm
That
pretty
was
sure they did.
obnoxious.
Yeah.
That was obnoxious. I mean, like the cool thing about Transformers is you can actually see how they transform and it actually physically kind of works. But they just made it, thousands of moving parts. Boring. This
It is
though,
Justin Lin.
I'm kind of into this Fast and Furious stuff. Girls in thongs, a bunch of macho bullshit, it's fast cars, explosions. It's
I am
good daytime TV.
ashamed. I am ashamed to say that I love these movies.
All right, my man.
I laugh. And when I watch this trailer, I'm not gonna lie, man. I laughed myself to tears. I was
I was
those
laughing.
magnets,
That's
they turned
awesome.
on those magnets, and I just started laughing so hard. It's like, I cannot wait to see this bullshit.
100%. 100%.
It looks so awesome.
Did you see Hobbs and Shaw or Shaw and Hobbs?
Yeah, those two aren't in it because Vin Diesel and The Rock
Yeah.
can't get along, I guess. I've
Ah,
heard
yeah.
Vin Diesel's pretty much love himself.
Sure. Sure. But I mean, Hobbs and Shaw was actually a pretty darn good movie. Very funny.
Yeah, you know, that felt like a throwback to the Lethal Weapon buddy cop movies
Oh
back in the
yeah,
day.
right. Is
Really
yeah.
did.
Good duo. What he make his name for the flight they had to get onto a plane and he gave him a different name because they had to have different identities. Oh, Mike Oxmall. They had to be like, "Yes, my name is Mike Oxmall." That was,
I
little
did
things
like
like
it
that.
when like they were in parallel rooms. There was like a window between them, and I think it was The Rock had to beat up like 75 guys, and
Yeah.
Statham had to beat up like one, you
Yep.
know.
Yep. It's just fun. Just good times. Sometimes I like to turn it off and just use my popcorn brain.
So we got Mads Mikkelsen in cast in Indiana Jones. So that puts him in an Indiana Jones franchise, a Star Wars franchise, a James Bond franchise, an MCU movie. He's a DCU EU movie from the trifecta, I think, or the quinfecta.
Yeah, geez, I guess that's about it. Harry
He's he,
Potter.
Harry Potter. Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know. That seems to get around, you know. And
I
he's a good actor. I'm glad
like
to
him.
see somebody like him in these movies.
Yeah.
I am not, however, looking forward to an Indiana Jones 5. He was too old in 4, not to mention it was a terrible script.
Yeah, that was maybe, I mean, he was just barely young enough to kind of convince me that he could move around like that. Now, what is he, 78?
Yeah, he's nearly 80. He's
Still,
older than George Hall playing him old in the old
Right.
young Indiana Jones.
Right. But it's directed by what was it? James Mangold?
Yep. I am. We'll see.
Yeah, he did that Wolverine movie, right?
He did.
Logan?
Mangold is a good director, but the one thing I'm learning that if you could be an awesome director, if your script is shit, it doesn't matter. Steven Spielberg is an awesome director, but the Indiana Jones Crystal Skull script was shit. It's not. It's so. So I mean, that's kind of like. I'm going to be a wait and see kind of guy. I'm not going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's not gonna be good, but maybe it'll be better than four. And four, I actually kind of like, and sometimes I
It's
still kind of like
not
it,
a
but.
high bar you're setting there, man.
Oh, really?
It'll be better than four. It'll be
Oh,
better than a
well.
wet turd, I think, you know.
Yeah, right. It's kind of, I don't get too excited about anything much these days since things have gotten so kind of real and lame with these, but. Try to take what you can get, I guess, but I'm not
You
looking
know.
forward to it. I'm almost worried about it.
Well, you know, I mean, there's sometimes like recast D. Give it. You know, a lot of people say Chris Pratt, but I was thinking there's. I don't dislike that idea. I'm just thinking there's a better guy for that. And I was thinking maybe Ryan Reynolds, but maybe Ryan Gosling. I think he could do it because if you saw the other, was it the other guys?
Great movie. I saw that recently for the first time.
Yeah, the one with him and Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe,
He can do comedy well enough, but he has that serious look about him, like Harrison Ford does. I think he'd be a really good Indiana Jones.
Yeah, they could turn it into sort of a Bond kind of thing where over the decades they just kind of keep on making them, but with different actors. But Harrison Ford is kind of one of those guys. He's just hard to recast because he's so distinctive and kind of ingrained. I guess you could say the same thing about Sean Connery, and it worked with Bond. But I don't know. They did that fast enough to where I think, I don't know. I grew up way after Bond became a thing, so I've always just kind of known Bond as being a lot of different guys. Indiana Jones has been Harrison Ford for, 40 effing years or something. So.
Well, I think part of the difference is they did, let's see, they did Dr. No. You think I would know these because I did do a giant video on them. Dr. No from Russia with Love, Thunderball and Goldfinger, and You Only Live Twice. It's five movies between 1962 and 1967.
Yeah, wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
We have four Indiana Jones movies in 40 years.
Three. Right. You have three Indiana Jones movies and then another Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, then a parody of an Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah.
So, did you? I'm gonna move on here to the thing I said we were gonna talk about, which is the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And I am very, very mixed on this. To read my review.
I did, and I kind of, I think I agree, 'cause I mean, I think the gist was we're all kind of worried it would be too woke, but now they're doing kind of interesting stuff. It's like there's a lot of layers, as you pointed out. The enemy are basically globalists, and they're kind of setting up. I think him returning or becoming Cap in spite of past injustices. So it's kind of oddly hopeful, which is
It is.
neat. It's making me happy right now. I love that episode. I cheered at the end. I
I
was like,
did
oh,
too.
that's the suit.
I assume that's a suit. I mean, it was made by
Yeah.
Wakandans, so I don't know.
Sure. Well, that actually adds a little legitimacy to, sort of the black side of it, I think. And so if the Wakandans made him a combination Falcon Captain America suit, just straight up red, white, and blue, that's almost like Wakanda being A-okay with the USA and then, saying, yeah, man, you should
Well, there's also we also got to take you got to take into account this entire MCU and the context within the stories that have already come forth, right? Steve Rogers holds a is is held in fairly high regard in Wakanda,
Right.
because he hid out there when after Civil War. I think Black Panther, T'Challa kind of saw what happened to Tony and that big fight that they had, and helped him out.
A
And
lot of
I'm
history.
sure, yeah, we don't know, which I think would be an interesting movie, if not a quieter one, the relationship between T'Challa and Steve Rogers in between Civil War and Infinity War. I think that would be an interesting thing to explore if done correctly. But it appears that, like the second episode had this scene where the cops came to this neighborhood where this Isaiah guy lives. This is just after Sam and Bucky leave, and the cops go, come up to Bucky. He's like, "Is this guy bothering you?" So, it was
Weird
so
scene.
bad. It was
Weird scene.
so bad.
They're just two guys in the middle of the street. That was
They're not
absurd.
doing anything. Why the cops got called in the first place, I have no idea. If
Yeah.
anything, in that neighborhood, they would have called him on the white guy.
Yeah.
So
Right. Right.
it was so, and it really, up until then, it wasn't really quite there. It wasn't quite that woke. And it's so bizarrely cartoonish that I gotta wonder if some writer that's working on this, who is showing the bad guys are globalists, who is showing Sam saying the sins of the past don't have to define us, which is very much, I mean, they're tearing down statues, right? That's completely the opposite of what these people are saying. And he's looking at a guy who has reason to be upset at the United States, Isaiah. I could easily say, "Yeah, I'm going to fight for my brother and all that." And instead, he takes, from what I can tell, a complete opposite tack, which is, "Yes, the United States made mistakes. Yes, people make mistakes. We are always trying to be better." And that was part of what his journey on his home front was, where he was willing to finally sell the boat because that's what his sister needed. But his sister turned and says, "No, we can't sell the boat because this is our family." And then they reach out to the community. Bucky comes to help. The community comes to help. There's no animosity between them. They're all working together. They're all helping out. They give them money. It's a Wonderful Life moment, "Hey, George, we heard you're having problems with your boat, you know."
And it's cool too, because I mean, now I'm thinking that that was that whole boat storyline, I think, was there to kind of weave in this concept that Sam's family does have a history here, and he has neighbors, and or he has other people that are part of this country that are building their own history, and there is a reason to look out for one another and to be hopeful, for this country. And yeah, whoever wrote this, I think, was kind of doing not quite bait and switchy stuff, but was kind of skating along that woke line on purpose, so that the point could be made in the finale even stronger. I think
Well,
that.
this is now, we haven't seen the finale, guys. So
Yeah.
they have every opportunity to, like I said, wrap this around a
Right.
telephone pole and set it on fire.
Correct.
They could completely mess this up. WandaVision completely messed it up.
Witches shooting lasers at each other? I thought it was cool, but
Well, you know what? The more and more I think about it, the more I've listened to other people, and taken in a lot of different opinions. When you realize that Wanda is the bad guy.
She really is. Yeah.
She held a town hostage, tortured them, hid their kids from them. I
Yeah.
get it, she was in grief and maybe the power was a little out of her control.
Yeah,
I'm
I thought they
not
were gonna.
unsympath She's not an unsympathetic villain, but she's still a villain.
Right. I thought they were gonna do it to where, she thought she was the one doing it. Everyone thought it was her doing it, but it was actually the other witch doing it, maybe influencing her somehow. But no, it's just kind of straight up Wanda just freaked
Yeah.
out.
Isn't
So,
that weird? They say it
yeah.
was Agatha all along. Well, no, it really
It
wasn't.
wasn't. Right,
I'm not
right,
quite
right,
sure what she did that caused any of these problems.
right. Right. She just kind of sensed that that was happening or stumbled upon it and kind of tried to get in on it. She didn't even really help bring it down. That was going to happen anyways. So,
They
yeah.
were having fun with all the sitcom tropes. And
That
that's
was.
easy to get caught up in because it is kind of fun. But then when you really look at it, see what she did to this town. And what I think what's the worst part is, like, they'll say, like, Monica Rambeau became awesome because she's awesome, because she's a strong black female character, and that's why she's able to walk through the shield to get superpowers. Where other people, you know, like when you run a big giant technological awesome car through it, it just turns into half of it turns into an old pickup truck. But she's
Sure.
awesome. And
That was
then
cool too,
she's
though.
like, you'll never know what it's like. Well, they'll never look at me the same. It's like, you damn right they'll never look at you same. You hid their children from them. You had that one lady that was stuck in that, where she's just hanging, that she's just stuck hanging stuff.
Yeah, it's
Tears are rolling
creepy.
down her face. It was so awful.
It's kind of heavy. It's kind of heavy. And I was sort of impressed by that. I mean, so it's going to be interesting going forward what they do.
If she had paid some sort of restitution, if she said, figured out a way to stay in that town longer and pay
Takes
restitution to
it.
those people and
Right.
take on the guilt and the true what's the word I'm looking for? The
Contrition,
contrition, yes. That's exactly it. To feel penitent for the whole thing, then I would have accepted it more. Like if
That
she
might be
said,
coming. That might be
yeah,
coming.
that's the thing. With these, I felt the same way about Man of Steel, and then Batman v Superman turned out to be all about that.
Right. That's
So,
true. That's true.
again, not the greatest movies, but at least they addressed it.
Yes.
Here, I'm not sure if they're gonna address it. I hope they do. I
Well, she
if they
might be
do,
showing
I
up
will
in the
take it
new
back.
Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's
Yeah.
only so much they could do in these things, but I think there should. They have to send her to a cabin. They could have said, I'm going to work here until I make this right. I screwed
Yeah.
up. I was wrong. I was bad. I'm going to figure out how to make restitution to these people somehow. With my powers, I'm going to make things better. That would have been a lot more palatable than her saying, yeah, I gave up
Sorry, fly
everything.
away.
Bye. Fly away. Bye.
It was
And
weird. It
Vision
was
just
weird, but it
fucked
was
off.
almost weird in a, but yeah, it didn't quite ruin it for me. It was just bizarre. So I
Yeah, I
still
mean,
say it's pretty cool.
at the
I mean,
time
the
I had
show
some
as a
recency
whole, you know, like a
bias.
B, but
Yeah, I had some recency bias when I saw it. I felt like, okay,
it's
it's interesting. I love Katherine Hahn. She was so good in it.
yeah,
And there
she's
were some
hilarious.
good things in this.
Yeah.
I don't hate Kat Dennings nearly as much as other people do for some reason.
Oh, I like her. Yeah.
I just think she's fine. She's a plucky comic relief. I got no issues really with it. Doesn't
Yeah.
bother me. I but for some people they want to murder her in her sleep. I don't know why. But I'm kind of like, when you really go through this, you're like going, oh, this didn't turn out good. Falcon and Winter Soldier to me is the opposite. It starts out, there seems to be a lot of they're setting up a lot of this woke stuff, race stuff, and who got kicked out of what home, and when everybody came back, you got, we need no borders and all this kind of stuff. It looks like they're setting all that up, and instead they're knocking all that down. It's like, no, that's bad, that's bad, that's bad.
Yep. And they
This
had
is
to prop it up
Disney.
to knock it down, I guess. And we'll see if it does turn out that way. But I think that that's what they're going to do. It's going to be a full-on glorious final fight. Oh, did you see the mid-credit scene?
Yeah.
I almost missed it. I had to go
Walker's
back and look
making
at
a
that
shield.
today. Yeah, so he's making his new shield. We're definitely going to have maybe at least a quick face-off between, you know, Sam and him, where Sam's shield is going to destroy his shield. So there'll be that kind of imagery, I think.
He did read the original back in the day, actually. I read it
Yeah.
when that was all happening. Cap had given up his shield for. I don't know what the reasons were that I can remember right now. And he became that black, what U.S. agent ended up being that costume. So he was himself the captain. And I remember Walker, he was called Super Patriot. And he had like this, he had this, suit with the crew cut and all this kind of stuff. But he was kind of your stereotypical right wing America, kind of
Yeah.
guy. And he would
Yeah.
take things too far. Oh, stop the bad guys because they're bad. I'm going to smash them in the face,
Yep.
Where, Steve was always much more about justice, the ideals of America.
Yes.
So they said, okay, well, we're, the government in their infinite wisdom, which I can absolutely believe because they have no wisdom at all, it made this guy, Super Patriot, the new Captain America. And he had some sort of soldier serum or something. And I remember him learning how to throw the shield around from Taskmaster. Taskmaster is who can see somebody perform moves and instantly can do the exact same thing. So he had fought Captain America enough. So kind of like a Task Force X or a Suicide Squad kind of guy, he was working to shave some time off his sentence. So he trained Super Patriot how to throw the shield properly.
Nice.
And so the new Captain America, John Walker, he went through some stuff and started to take it seriously instead of being, because it's one thing when you're being kind of a ultra patriotic vigilante with nobody to really kind of do your thing. But now he felt he had more of a responsibility. And I think that if I remember right, and it was a long time ago, it did end up where he kind of voluntarily gave back the stuff and then became the cap, took on that other mantle that Steve Rogers had when he wasn't Captain America. He's still a little, he's willing to do things that Captain America shouldn't do.
Right.
But he's still on the side of the angels for the most part.
Well, so that's cool to hear because I mean, I kind of like the character and how they're dealing with him. I mean, that is, I hate the character, but I like that the character exists. And I really thought the casting was sort of brilliant. I mean, that dude's kind of been up and coming. He's had a few, shows and stuff, but
Kurt
he has
Russell's
that
son.
face that I just want to punch, and it's perfect. And oh yeah, we haven't talked about his possible new boss, the big new character cameo.
Yeah, so I had to look her up.
Did you really?
I like to think that I know a lot about it, but I had no idea who that was. I'm like,
Well, that's kind of good
what is
then.
Elaine doing here? What the
Yeah,
fuck?
right.
Is she gonna do her terrible dance? What's going on here?
Okay, so you knew who the actress was, but the
Yeah.
character. Got it. Got it. I was
Yeah, I didn't know who the
what?
character was. So I
Yeah,
looked
yeah.
it up. The Contessa,
Van something something.
yeah, Val,
Yeah.
whatever.
I'll have to look that up too.
I looked it up, and I guess she's a SHIELD agent, but she was
She's
a
something
bored
else.
rich person,
Yeah.
for lack of a better term. And then she had her come to Jesus moment. Now she tries to help out SHIELD with her resources, and she's a really good fighter and all this. Obviously, I don't think we're going to see Julia Louis-Dreyfus kicking anybody's ass.
Well, also, there's some storylines where she was a former lover for Nick Fury,
Something like that, yeah.
something like that, and was maybe working for the Russians, but was also maybe working for Hydra. Yeah, do we think she's the power broker? Probably. Oh, what about what's her name? Sharon Carter, right? Sharon Carter.
Yeah, Sharon Carter.
What is up with her?
She's so broken up over Steve that she's turned to a life of crime.
That's wild.
Just like a woman. I mean, if that isn't unwoke, I don't know what
Fired.
is. If she turns out to be evil because she lost Steve to her aunt.
Or is it more that she feels like her country didn't back her up and sort of betrayed her, so she's just saying F it. And she found some stuff in Madripoor that she likes. She likes this power thing. I mean, power has a funny effect on people,
Well,
even the best of us.
she does have a relationship with Madrok, the Leaper.
The Leaper.
Yeah, the French guy who
Yeah,
Steve
right.
fought on the boat. He's
Oh,
in
is
this
that who that
show.
was? I was trying to
Yeah.
figure out who the hell that was. I was like, it's like the show's acting like I should know.
Batroc the Leaper, something like that. And a French guy jumps around and
Yeah.
kicks people. He's got he he's he's a
Oh,
thug. I mean,
he's
he
like a
doesn't have much of a
parkour guy. Got
character.
it.
He's there just to fight, look good, and make the heroes look good when they fight him. You know how it is.
Course.
I mean, the show is a show. Is I think it started out okay. Like, I liked the first episode fine. Laid all the pieces out on the board. And then the second episode, I thought was, I don't know, it was okay. Third episode was really dull. I couldn't. They were running around, and oh, we're going to find this guy. And, oh, Baron Zemo is going to shoot somebody, and you know, some light because of some
Right.
soul. Sir, I don't give a fuck. They're
It is
throwing
weird.
everybody in.
It's mixed. Yeah, there's a lot that I like. There's a lot that I don't know. It's not what I thought it would be. Especially it only being six episodes. But I suppose I should have been prepared for that because even the Wanda show, what was that, eight episodes?
8 or 10, something like that,
Yeah.
yeah.
I have expected this show to just be like almost an adventure per week, you know, a monster of the week kind of thing. Just these two special agents doing things. But no, they're sticking with serious serialized stuff, which actually makes more sense now that I'm, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they had, like, in the second episode, you thought, oh, God, they're going to Lethal Weapon Sam and Bucky. You know, they're going to be
I
two guys
actually
carrying
bought most
along.
of
And it
that.
was
Yeah, I like
okay,
that.
but I mean
Yeah.
they dropped that pretty quick.
They did.
And
They did.
then they as they work together, and then finally when you get to episode 5 and they have this moment, which I really loved, where Sam basically tells Bucky, "Look, I know you got nightmares. I know you did a lot of shit when you were Winter Soldier, and you're killing people or stopping people doesn't help the victims. These people, and really what it comes down to is that, you know, Bucky has that Asian guy that he knows that he killed
Yeah.
his son. And
Gonna
that's
have to
like
talk to him.
what the guy needs to know is why did this happen to my son? That's what he
Yeah.
needs. And
Yeah.
Bucky is too much of a coward so far to actually
Right.
tell him, which I mean is understandable. I'm not
Certainly.
trying to rag on Bucky too much here, but that's I mean, how do you tell a guy that, you know? All this guilt and weight that holds on to him. And what Sam says is like, I don't give a fuck about your guilt. You have a
Yeah.
responsibility. You have a responsibility to tell these people so that they can have some closure, even if they end up hating you afterwards.
Yep.
That's more important for them. And that is a message that I went, you know, with all the woke bullshit that comes out of these movies these days, especially about Disney, I was really shocked to see it. So I'm kind of like going, okay, everybody is like, fuck Disney, fuck Disney. Okay, I get it. I get it. I understand. I get what you're saying. I agree with so much of it because so much of it they've done our properties dirty. But when they do something good like this,
Yeah.
I mean, I want to give the support to something like this if I feel like they're doing it right, because then maybe they'll do more of this right. And if we keep
Same.
turning off when it's woke, I don't know if they shot themselves in the foot with any woke piece at the second episode with the police.
I think it's all just setting up the turnaround.
It is, but it was so clumsy. You know,
It
even if
turned a
it
lot of
was, it
people
was
off.
clumsy.
Yeah.
It
Right,
was so
right. It
clumsy. And I gotta wonder, I tell you, I've listened to some of these woke morons. They don't have two brain cells to rub together.
it's weird talking
It's all
to
about feeding their cult mentality.
them, right?
So they could put something that stupid in there,
Right.
and these morons will believe it. Yep, that's exactly how it is.
Right.
And they'll And you almost wonder if the guy, right, it's like, I'm going to put this in here. You watch how many people are going to cheer. I bet you I get 1,000 tweets. Oh, no, I'm going to rage. You're going to get 5,000 tweets for this, of how awesome it was. You know, like they're playing a game with these people. I mean, if they're, and the reason why I say this, like, you know, most time I wouldn't give Disney I wouldn't give Disney the credit or the Disney writers the credit for being that smart. But the problem is, the rest of the show kind of is.
It is. Yeah, there's neat stuff going on. So they probably just kind of threw that out there. They had a couple examples, even the bank loan example. That was one of those things where I didn't see any kind of meta woke point being made there. But once people started talking about it, I was like, oh yeah, was the point of that to be like, oh well, someone else would have gotten a loan and he couldn't? But I still don't even think that that's the case. I mean,
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's not like I always think about Eddie Murphy's Black Like Me. Do
sure.
you remember that?
I do.
Where he goes into the bank and the black loan officer says, like,
Loan
you have
approved.
no credit, you
Yeah.
have no employment history, you have no assets, and you want me to loan you $300,000.
Right.
Yes. It's
Yep.
like, I don't, I, and then the white president comes in and he's like, I'll take care of this. And he sits down, he's like, whew, that was close.
Right.
Here, have 300, have 500, take it
Right.
all. We don't care. And Eddie Murphy sits back and goes, what a silly Negro. Oh
Right,
my
right.
God.
And that's just not how it works. I mean,
That's just
like
not how it
banks,
works. But I mean,
yeah,
that was the
banks make their
point.
decisions based on the actuarials. I mean,
Yeah.
it's just numbers to them.
Yeah.
So in the end,
Was there a time when that was different? Yes.
certainly, yeah.
In 2021, that shit ain't happening.
No, I think it's been a while. Yeah, they just kind of look at your credit, right? And like she said, she's spending 10 and making 5, so.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't have the money. And
So the
he,
banks
if
see that
he,
too.
I will admit that I was, now there was a big controversy going on about when Sam says, we don't get paid by Tony Stark to be an Avenger. I was like, that's interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah, Potts should have been taking care of business there. That was
Well,
odd.
they said they get, well, I guess there, I will say there is something to be said that do you really want a giant multinational corporation running the
Funding your
Avengers?
adventure. Yeah, fair
Would you
enough.
like
So it's the kind of
Mark
donations.
Zuckerberg to be in charge of the Avengers? Because I wouldn't.
Yeah, good call.
So if they
Yeah,
are a
fair enough.
nonprofit, in
Right.
essence, and
Right.
they go off of that, that's fine. And then Stark just donates to it from
Sure.
his Stark Industries.
Sure.
I
So
guess
yeah, I
that makes
mean,
sense.
in the end, I do think the whole point of the boat storyline was mostly just to give Sam something tangible that he could love about this place that he's defending. And that's
I
his
will
family
say
and his boat and his people.
I think there was a clumsiness that they could have done better with. Okay, so we keep in mind that both Bucky and Sam are two guys that were blipped, right?
Yeah,
So they came back
that's right.
and they don't understand what the world has been like for the last 5 years where his sister had it. And so he did come across a little short-sighted and petulant about selling the boat and not listening to what his sister was saying. I
Sure.
get how that could happen. I just think that they should have, I don't know. I just feel like I think that's what they were trying to convey is like Sam
Get
doesn't
on, get it.
understand what he's back in now.
Yeah.
And they should have done that a little bit better than he just kind of looked like, you can't sell the boat, it's our family. And that was about all he said. It's like she tried to talk about it, but he just came across with a lack of understanding or willingness to understand that, dude, you've been gone for 5 fucking years. What do
Yeah.
you think's been going on?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she reacted that way. She was
She reacted fine. I think that
Not impressed by his optimism,
yeah. They didn't give him good writing for that. But not everything can be perfect.
No.
But overall, I mean, I guess what I'm telling people is that I'll wait. I'll reserve my full opinion for the final product,
Yeah.
and we'll see how it ends up. But I am kind of shocked at the direction they're going here, and I would have never expected it out of a Disney property.
Yeah,
Now,
100%.
do you listen to Midnight's Edge?
No.
There's a YouTube channel. They do stories. They somehow managed to get a lot of insider shit. And by the way, if there's anybody out there that's an insider you want to leak to somebody quietly, we're here. Contact Us, last movie album.
Midnight's Edge, huh?
There was, they've gotten a lot of interesting information, but I think that Kathleen Kennedy is on her way out.
What, just because she wants to voluntarily retire, or is the rumor that we've been hearing about since TLJ finally coming to pass? Oh, there it
I
is. Yeah,
think
the latest
I'm
rumor.
sure they'll say, oh, she's taking a leave of absence, or she's stepping
Certainly.
down for other duties,
Certainly.
and she'll quiet. I'm sure it'll be very PR friendly, but in any case, I think Favreau is going to take over as president of Lucasfilm, or at least the president of the, run the Star Wars wing of it,
He's the
which I'm,
man for the job,
he is.
and
Him and
just,
Filoni.
keep have a Filoni there as sort of the head of story and stuff,
Absolutely.
because he's
Clearly,
not
those
interested
guys
in running the
understand that
company.
shit. So,
It's a good team.
is this Iger and Disney waking up, to coin a phrase, to the fact that nobody wants this bullshit, this woke
Yeah.
shit? And is
Yeah, they
that
gave it a shot
leaking
for 4 years,
into
and it's just kind of.
Well,
Yeah.
certainly they heard all the, they must have heard all the criticism of Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think there's been a lot of criticism on the wokeness of WandaVision, and yet now Falcon Winter Soldier is happening at the same time, so you can't say, I mean, they had it in the can before WandaVision was even done, so they were writing it and everything. But I don't know. I mean, is there a change happening?
I hope so.
Maybe.
I hope so, because there's still a lot of stories to tell, and in at least the MCU there is.
Sure.
Star Wars, I think that, I mean, Mandalorian, I think just barely saved Star Wars. I mean, I was out. I was effing out.
Me too.
I resisted getting pulled back in, but they successfully did it without, pandering to me. They just made something cool. I mean, yeah, sure, they pandered, or okay, fan service is
Pandered
different
in
than
a good way.
pandering. Yeah, they did some fan service, but they did it in the exact right way, and so all right, keep on making them, guys. I will keep my subscription for now.
Well, every time you make a every time you make a new entry in some big franchise, it's fan service. That's all. I mean, let's face
Good
it.
point.
You're
Good point. Right.
that everything is fan service. If you're going to make something, you're servicing the fans.
Yeah.
Question is, are you stealing their wallet and slipping them a Mickey?
Yeah, and insulting them, like basically, yeah, that's what
Wake up
the
in a
way
bathtub
Lucasfilm.
full of ice with my liver gone. I'm really irritated about
Well, it's like they're making fun of people that love the very thing that they're trying to sell me. It's just, that stuff is getting old, and I think they're getting wise.
Yeah, I mean, if you're, the property is worth too much money,
Yeah.
and you got to get your money back. And if you're making something that people don't want to see, and you're making it for people who never cared about it in the first place, just to score weird political points. I mean, I think there's going to be, there needs to be a sea change across all corporations. You make movies, you make tires, you make cars,
Yeah.
right? You make credit cards, you whatever the hell it is you do, you make shoes. Make the fucking shoes and stay out of goddamn politics. Stop acting like these people that are screaming at you on Twitter are important. They're not.
Very small minority,
Yeah.
but they seem huge. I mean, it's
Because they got bots, they got
yeah.
political, but sooner or later, I mean, this shit can't continue, and I don't think people want it to continue anymore. And
No.
I'm seeing little things here and there.
Little things. Well, I mean, it just makes for better storytelling when you kind of bring it back down to earth anyways. And I think that's kind of what they must have discovered when they were writing this. I mean, uh-oh, all gone.
Why is the rum gone? So yeah, To circle this back to Falcon and Winter Soldier, we'll see. We'll see
We'll
how it
see.
comes out. But I'm fairly impressed with what they're coming up with. I'm fairly impressed with the themes and the underlying look. The globalists are the bad guys. They are pretending that they're doing stuff in the name of righteousness while killing people, and that ain't right. And they're they're talking themselves into being good guys
Right.
because they've been wronged or they just don't feel right about the. I mean, it really, that's what's happening in this.
It's really interesting, and you even have some people within that group of super soldiers that are like, "Yo, did you really just kill those people?"
Yeah.
And it's dealing with some heavy real stuff. So hopefully they land it next week. I'm psyched. I think they're gonna go for it. Take out the terrorists. Cap is back and he's got wings now. Maybe the new suit will have some kind of vibranium awesomeness in it as well. Who knows? I think it's gonna
Some
be great.
magic metal wings that he
Yeah.
could detach and bounce off trees just like the shield.
Dude, oh, that was a fun montage. I liked seeing him
Oh yeah,
train.
the
And
Rocky montage. Yeah, that was
yeah,
great.
man. And you know what? Like, I've been wanting the Falcon to take Super Serum so that he could live up to the Cap name. Now, I kind of like the idea of him just being a regular guy and still Cap.
It is
It's
interesting
a different
that.
twist on the concept that I'm into because he can do it. And now he's going to be flying, so that's the edge. His edge is he's a flying Captain America with a wicked suit. So
Right.
that makes up for his lack of Super Serum, I
They need
think.
to call him the Eagle.
That's right. Hey, yeah, the Eagle of Justice.
Right. It's nation bird, you know? That's what he should be.
I dig it. I dig
Yep,
it.
the Black Eagle.
Hey, there you go.
Somebody said, "Aren't you Black Falcon?" He's like, "I'm just Falcon." I'm like,
That
going,
was funny.
I'm not sure, because it was a black kid that asked him. So I'm like, going, what are you trying to say with this? Which direction am I
Well, that
supposed
was
to?
interesting too. Yeah, like, 'cause then he said, like, so what am I supposed to call you? Like, Black Kid or something like that. What did he call
Yeah,
him? I was like,
something
hey,
like that.
this is interesting. They were making interesting points about how absurd it is to always tack that on. But at the same time, they are addressing the fact that there is a difference in terms of our histories in this country, and but kind of trying to move forward.
Yeah, kind of like Sam's attitude. It's like, you don't have to call me black. I don't call you White Falcon. You know, it's just a dumb thing to say. We don't address people by their race, so maybe we need to stop doing that. It's like, it's a very unwoke thing to say because that's
I
all they want to
know.
talk about is their race. Did
100%.
you hear about Luther? Idris Elba plays this guy named Luther, right?
I'm aware of the show, but I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. It's on the BBC, and from what I understand, the director of diversity at BBC said that Idris Elba wasn't black enough because he wasn't eating Caribbean food. Anyway, it's like, would you like him to have some fried chicken while you're at it? It's like,
I
these are the
saw that quote.
non-racists,
I
right?
know it's really amazing that they don't well they can't see the yeah, they just can't see themselves and they
I'm
are the
like,
very
if
thing
Idris
that
Elba isn't black enough, well, he
like
can't be. He played a Swede in Thor. And
yeah
he doesn't have, there's no other blacks in Thor, so he's, he can't, he doesn't have enough black friends. I think that's what the BBC said. I was like,
yeah
what are
it's
you
so silly.
doing?
It's so silly. I mean, I forget who said it, but I mean, I believe that there's more differences within a group than group. Black or white people, they don't
Yeah.
all have to eat the same.
I think I'm
That's
almost losing
absurd.
you.
It's really silly.
You
Hope it's
went.
starting to cut out a little bit, buddy.
Yeah, you're cutting out on me. Hopefully it isn't me.
Starting to cut out.
Let me check my stream here. Nope, it still says I
Keep
have an
trying.
excellent connection.
There you go.
So it must be you.
Yeah, sometimes this interconnection gets a little rough, so
Can
I
see
think it's
that.
me, but yeah.
Well, we've been going for 1 hour and 15 minutes, and I think we've gone over everything we can on the Falcon and Winter
Yep.
Soldier. I would say, guys, let's wait till it gets finished. I might run through the whole thing again and kind of figure it out and see how the ending goes. And then if it continues on the trajectory it is, I would say keep an open mind, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean,
Let's hope
I
for the
guess.
best.
Well, I guess there's. I mean, part of me, and I understand why, where people are saying, why would you continue to support Disney? It's like, well, I'm not like the woke, where there's no path to redemption, that you're just ostracized. You're doing good. If you're making good stuff and you're doing something that is a good story, I'll support the product. And if you're not, I'm not going to support the product. Same, it's like, if you make bad tires, I'm not going to buy your tires anymore.
Yep.
I never understood corporate loyalty in the first place. I remember growing up, Chevy, Ford, Chevy, Ford, kids arguing about it. And I would always be the asshole going, Dodge, Nike,
Right.
Adidas, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, And it isn't because I cared about any of them, it's because I just wanted to be contrary. But I'm like, if Chevy's making a good car this year, fine. And if they're making bad cars, I'm not going to buy them. But I'm also understanding that as time goes on, you get new leadership, you get new people, you get new direction of the company, and sometimes they turn things around. And if they turn things around, I'm going to buy their product because I just want something that works.
Yep.
If Disney is turning things around, if they're getting new leadership in there, if they're excising the Kathleen Kennedys and they're trying to make it right, then I'll support your product. But I'm not going to turn this into some weird religious or political thing. Either make me a good product, a good story that I like to watch, or don't. And if you're not, then I just won't watch it.
So far, so good. Well, with this show, we'll see what happens next week, right?
Yep, we
Yep.
will. We had very few people watching, so I have very few chats. Dom said early on that Warner has it coming, can't wait to see them burn, and they ruined the goodwill Luke coming back created. Well, I don't. I mean, I suppose they ruined it by firing Gina Carano, but I have a feeling that that is going to result in an all-time backfire for them. So we'll see. Thanks, guys. Interesting chat. I canceled Disney before the final episode of Wanda. I may catch Falcon and Winter Soldier sometime down the road. Nothing really compelling right now. I mean, that's fine. It's your choice. You want to, I'm not saying anybody should or should not subscribe to Disney Plus or watch it. I'm telling you that I like where they're going, and this is why. Make your own decision.
Yeah, Disney Plus is okay. There's some cool, like, it's been fun going back and watching the old, like, Goofy shorts. The kids love that stuff. They've never seen Goofy. Totally blew their mind. So,
Yeah,
there are other
hoo-hoo-hooey.
reasons, but I mean, I get it. There's so many streaming platforms. I have like five right now, but I'm just like, whatever. I don't know.
It's funny how we got rid of our, we cut the cord, and then we ended up just spreading out that
Yeah.
$90 to 15 different platforms.
Yep. And if you add my Patreons to that, like I probably do like $80 of Patreon money per month to like three or four channels, including cease and desist, actually.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And if you want to support us, like our wonderful guy here, ID, you could
Yeah,
get
buddy.
us at Subscribestar/LastMovieOutpost.
All right.
Also, remember we're on Facebook still, /LastMovieOutpost, and of course, come to the main website. You can find all of our social media links and everything at www.lastmovieoutpost.com. So I want to reiterate one more time. There will be a poll going up here in about 45 minutes on the main website, and we are going to do our best to have a weekly show, and I'm going to keep it on a schedule. So if you want to come, be a part of the show, and you know what time is best for you, I'm asking for everybody to vote, and whatever is the top vote, that's when we're going to try to do the show, and we're going to try to do it weekly. Sometimes I'll be by myself, sometimes I'll have Dom, sometimes I'll have IDH here, and maybe some guests, and we'll just continue to have hopefully have a lot of community and a good time. And like I said, if any of you pussies too scared to get on Skype want to come on, just do it.
A lot of fun.
I love to talk to everybody. I
A lot of
love to
fun.
get different opinions. especially ones that disagree with me, because those are the most fun. So, that's going up, like I said, tonight, www.lastmovieoutpost.com. And then also, I wanted to announce I'm going to Florida May 6th through the 16th. And while I'm down there, I'm going to go to Disney Hollywood Studios. And I'm going to visit Galaxy's Edge. And I'm going to film the whole thing. I'm going to make a big video about the park. I'm going to make a big YouTube video on it, bring down a little bit of extra sound equipment and a decent camera. And I'm going to kind of tell you what I see. It's because I'm guessing a lot of you haven't been to Star Wars Galaxy Edge, and certainly COVID put the kibosh on a lot of that. So I'm hoping to give you guys a really good impressions of what that thing is like. And I understand they may have changed a few things, given the fact that nobody likes the sequels. So they may put more classic stuff in there, but I really don't know. And I'm going to try to have some fun, maybe get arrested by a stormtrooper or something. We'll see. So I wanted to give you guys that heads up because, now that we have this site and we're creating it as a whole business, I can take a trip like that to deduct the whole thing on my taxes. So, gotta take your opportunities where you can.
That's good stuff.
That's right. Heidi, I really appreciate you jumping on because it's
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
yeah, it's difficult to get this thing going on my own sometimes. So,
Right on.
and I don't think anybody wants to hear me just yammer on the whole time.
I'll do it any chance I can.
Absolutely. So come to the site. Thank you very much. And we'll see you guys on the next stream.
Cheers.